Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including new characters in the app, free comic book day issues, and finales to other comic series, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
I'll take a large pepperoni with pickles and banana chips and jelly beans, and if it's 30 minutes late, I'm not paying you, okay? Sorry. Hi, it's Kevin. Sorry, I was getting my lunch order in for later.
Just know I'm shaking my head. You can't see it, but just know that that's what I'm doing.
No, I can feel it. I can feel it coming all the way from your part of the country. But listen, you know what they say. Wise man say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for a late pizza.
I'm glad that...
This might be the last chance I get to make Turtles references in this podcast for real. Let me have my moment.
We will discuss that, because I don't know that that's necessarily true, but...
That's fair.
We've got a couple things to talk about. Obviously, we've had a couple weeks off, but we're back, baby, to discuss Power Ranger things. But before we get into everything, we want to take a moment, like we do every time, to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out there in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still ongoing and still requires support, to the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, to the constant attacks on reproductive rights and trans and queer rights now within the U.S. Just find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time or money or joining in protests safely if you can, or, you know, watching streams that generate revenue for nonprofits. You know, there are all kinds of streaming events going on. There was a telethon recently this past week for, like, raising money for, like, the ACLU Trans or Drag Defense Fund. There are all kinds of places that you can help support that will help others. But just find a way that you can help. Be a hero in your own way. And let's try to make this world a better place. But with that said, we'll dive into our first topic, which is Legacy Wars. Zordon, in his battle armor, along with a young Zordon skin in the Power Pass, have joined the fight. Zordon is a balanced, epic, rarity character, wielding his armor from the Eltarion War arc of the comics. When this got revealed, I was kind of surprised.
I mean...
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But just like, if you would have told me in 2017 that one of this lasted 5 years and that Zordon is a character that could be playable, I just would have been like, all right, sure.
Work.
Exactly. There's room for everybody.
You took my joke, you shady bitch.
Hey, you gotta be quick. You gotta be quick around here. But yeah, I'm excited. I didn't want to pull for him, even though I have a lot of jewels, because Legacy Wars is not kind at all.
A free to play game being not kind? Who would develop that?
I feel like to be fair, I feel like Legacy Wars is more harsh than most, because I've had others where I've got better luck. I've had 10 pulls where I've never gotten something, and I paid money in this app and still didn't unlock a character. So, like, I don't know. I think they're a little more egregious about it, but I mean, from the preview they showed, he does look really cool. Obviously, he's got a bunch of, like, staff attacks that he uses. He uses a bunch of, like, charge, like, distance attack. He does seem pretty slow, and that's also another thing that I'm like, I don't really need a bulky character that doesn't move quick because I have a ton of those.
Makes sense.
But, yeah, what did you think of Zordon being added to Legacy Wars?
I mean, it makes sense. Every time a character gets added to Legacy Wars now, I think of Battle for the Grid. Which is also developed by Enway, and, you know, we've joked about it before, but a lot of times, characters that are debuting in Battle for the Grid, they debut in Legacy Wars a while later, Poissandra, for example. So it makes me wonder and think, because Battle for the Grid, of course, adapted Shattered Grid, and it makes me wonder, like, are we going to see a sequel game get announced soon? Because the game is fairly popular, and it's got a really thriving community, but they haven't made any announcements about it in really over a year, I feel like.
Yeah.
So... part of me is like, ooh, are we going to get Eltarion War as an arc and then Zordon will be playable that way? Are we going to get, like, you know, Omega Rangers? Like, what's going to come? And I wouldn't be surprised if we see something in the future with some of these newer Legacy Wars characters. But, I mean, I haven't played Legacy Wars in a long time either. I'm really weird of mobile games anyway, because, like, I'll pick up a mobile game, play it for a few days, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
So, like, I need to get back into doing that more, to be honest. But, yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I know we were both thinking we would get, like, a Zofram skin for Zed, but we were both wrong about that.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to end up seeing, though, is we'll probably see eventually this Zordon getting a 2017 Zordon skin. Like, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw someone saying that, being like that he should get the, like, damaged Red Ranger costume. I'm like, I guess. I mean, it's a model they already have. They just have to put damaged effects on it.
I mean, Rita got a Green Ranger skin, so.
This is true. I play it, like, I log in consistently to get the rewards. The most I play it, though, is the raids, because that's the least interacting with other people I have to do on that app.
That's fair. That's fair. You got me there.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, like, it is exciting. The one I thought of is, do you remember, there was I think it's in one of the annuals, there's a story where we see Zordon in the past, and he's got, like, a bodysuit and then, like, this, like, capelet type thing on. I wouldn't be surprised if they make that a skin as well. Like, it's a, air quotes, young Zordon look as well. They could also do him. Yeah, there's a ton they could do with this that would be really interesting. But, yeah, again, it's crazy that we're still getting characters. I would like to see a Battle for the Grid 2 as well. I'd be curious if they wouldn't do something where it's like multiple comic arcs, like we would have Necessary Evil, Eltarion War, and then like something else in there as well. But God, if they did it and had the base characters from the first game and expanded, that would be awesome. Because I think I think the biggest problem with the like Battle for the Grid was like when it launched, there was like 8 characters.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see something soon, because 30th anniversary, this is a prime time, even if they announce new DLC, which is also possible. I mean, we've got summer game season coming up, you know, E3 the time of the year when all the companies make their announcements, so we'll see what happens, you know. It'd be fun.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But with that said, we'll move on to our next topic, which is getting into the world of comic books, because last Saturday was Free Comic Book Day across all stores within the U.S., all local comic book stores. Hopefully you went out and supported them, picked up the Free Comic Book Day issues, and picked up a couple other items to help support your local comic book shop. I know I did. And unfortunately, my shop did not include my issue in my bag. It's waiting for me at the store, but I was very sad because I didn't initially get to read this one. But there was a Ranger Academy issue, which gives us a preview look at the new series that will be coming from Boom Studios eventually. We've still not got a date on that, right?
I don't think we have.
Yeah, it's in limbo, much like that 30th anniversary special that they're just never going to announce. I'm assuming they might be hitting an August, which I don't think solicitations for have officially dropped, which would make the most amount of sense. So I'm sure we'll be hearing about them soon. But the Free Comic Book Day issue for Ranger Academy was written by Marina Ingrande Mora, illustrated by Joe Min Gyeong, colored by Fabiana Mascolo, and lettered by Cardinal Ray. And the kind of description for it is, it's time to enroll in a bold new take on the Power Rangers mythology in this Free Comic Book Day special. Class is in session for the start of an epic saga that is sure to delight longtime Ranger fans and provide an excellent jumping on point for brand new readers. And so this is just kind of, it is introducing the three characters that are on the cover. It kind of gives us like a hint of what this is about and what we are going to see. This is giving me all ages vibes. Up and down.
It is. It's also very interesting because, like, it obviously, this is something brand new. It is within the Ranger universe, but this is not a pre-established thing. Like, even the concept of the Ranger Academy, when it was first revealed back when Free Comic Book Day books were announced, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? And so, yeah, it's, yeah, I agree. I think this is going to be more of like the all-ages book, while the main series will still kind of be like for a little bit of an older audience.
Yeah, and just reading it, even like looking at the art gives me a lot of, to kind of draw a parallel to another Boom Studios book, it reminds me of like Lumberjanes, book that Boom also put out, has that similar kind of style. I did enjoy the issue. I do think it's interesting. What's funny about it is they don't tell us where this takes place in Power Ranger history. We don't know if we're like pre Zordon in a tube, post Zordon in a tube. We don't know where this falls, because they really give us nothing. It has the barest mentions of things that we've seen in comics and in the TV show. Potentially, because it's a name. Well, we don't know who the name is, if it's the actual person or not.
Yep. I was like, I saw that name and I was like, oh, that's, I see you. I see you, bitch. I see you.
But that being said, I did enjoy the characters. I do like kind of what's getting teased out here. And I do like the fact that we don't really know what it is. I'm kind of happy because, like, there is something fun that can be done here. I think the biggest concern I had going into this was, like, the idea of a Ranger Academy. Because our thought was originally, like, okay, obviously SPD, you tie that into it. And that gets in a weird gray zone of it being, like, propaganda and, like, weird. It especially in 2023 is not the most comfortable thing, because sometimes dealing with SPD is not really comfortable anymore to talk about. But that being said, I do like how they kind of framed it in this one, because it's less like, oh, they're like the protectors of the universe. It's more like, no, these are like knights. You're going to knight school, essentially, is kind of what it is. Like, and I like that idea. I am intrigued kind of that this is a known thing in this universe. And so I'm just like, okay, then why have we not heard about it to this point? So I'm kind of, I'm excited to get into the actual series and see kind of how they expand it. I did like a lot of what was set up. I like the three characters. I like Sage. I liked Mithras. And I liked the main character, whose name I can't remember. I really dug it. But what did you think, Kevin, of this?
I mean, yeah, it definitely, it felt very disconnected from the main series, which I think is kind of the point. Like, I think this is going to be designed to be a title that, ultimately, it's a gateway into the main Power Rangers universe. I mean, obviously, once we get into the main series, they will probably expand more on what we have.
Yeah.
I think for people that maybe got this on Free Comic Book Day, it probably could be a little confusing for some of them. Like, I could see that. But I think the art was really fun. I think the concept of the story is really good. Obviously, we're going to have more history with some of the main characters, especially like the isolation on that planet happening. And I mean, it's got a good hook leading into the main series itself. So
yeah, because the air quotes dad character definitely has some history that I'm curious to see explored.
And I think it's gonna be interesting to see what ends up happening. Like, it felt very much like the first episode of like a Disney Channel animated series.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, it had that vibe too, which isn't a bad thing. I think one thing that fans are going to have to keep in mind, and I've already seen some people with their feelings about it, and those feelings are valid, but these aren't Power Rangers. These are Ranger cadets. So like, it's not necessarily going to be something where they become Power Rangers in the first issue. Like, I think it's going to be more, I could see this series very quickly becoming a case study of what is a Power Ranger, what makes you a Power Ranger, and it kind of explores that while also dipping its toes into the big universe and, like, showing us things. So I think in terms of, like, extended canon, you know, obviously we're probably going to see Equitians, Syrians, Traforians,
the legendary teams that were in Super Mega Force, I'm sure will pop in and out.
I'm sure.
This is the place to, like, expand on those, for sure.
Yeah. I swear, though, if we end up getting, like, Because I feel like this would be the death knell for some people, but if we end up seeing, like, the Lupin Rangers or the Pot Rangers, that would... I would honestly be excited, but also be like, oh.
So,
you never know.
Well, and, like, the thing that they definitely use as, like, a kernel for the story, or, like, a breadcrumb, like, just, like, a tease that will get you excited for it, is this idea of the Morphin, like test that you have to do, where you, like, go find the Bandoran box, and they tell you what your spectrum color is, and you get powers based off that. I find that kind of interesting, and that would definitely, like, if they're building this as a series, you know, forever how long this goes, that'll probably be the final thing we deal with. We won't see these three immediately taking that test. It'll be building up to those three taking it. And I would see, like, I'm sure we will see Power Rangers in it, but we just won't see these three characters being Power Rangers, is probably what I would think.
Yeah, we'll probably get some really fun cameos from, like, established Rangers that then teach them a lesson or something. Like, I think it's going to be an interesting experiment. It'll be fun having a second series again. And I'm curious to see how it'll tie into the overall story that we're building to. So it'll be, I think it'll be fun. It's new territory. It's Power Rangers, so I'll buy it. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. I think, because really it didn't even have many references. Like, we had the Bandorans, which we had that. But then we also had that character tease, potentially. We don't know, but... you know, if you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead. But also, it's kind of too late. But yeah, do you think, let's just say it, they name drop a Merrick in this issue. Do you think it is the Merrick we know and love?
I could see. So I'm of two minds. Because this is the big discussion point, is like, is this pre-Wild Force or post-Wild Force? Because, like, Merrick existed 3,000 years ago, air quotes, and it would not surprise me, like, we get back to the Academy and they run into a younger Merrick.
Yeah, that's possible, or an older Merrick who...
Yeah.
Because also in the 30th anniversary in Once and Always, like, we saw that Merrick is still active in canon in 2023, so...
Yeah, and he's kind of the one that can, like, do... He borders... Because Wild Force is one of... he's a lone wolf, but it's one of those seasons that borders on, like, mystical in a way. So, like, having them as part of the Academy would be interesting in that regard. I am curious where that lands. And if it is a thing. I was also looking up, so they kept name dropping that planet Gaspar, and I was like, is that a planet that exists in Power Rangers? And, like, I did a quick Google and couldn't find anything that referenced it.
It's not.
So, yeah, I was just like, all right, you know, because Power Rangers love to drop, you know, planet names. We love to reference Miranoi. Love to say, you know, just I wouldn't have been surprised if, like, they would have used that. But no,
That's true.
Again, I'm excited. I am curious, like, what I'm curious about is this. You talked about, like, what the direction this one takes. You know, we'll have this. We'll have the main series. And then we have... that forthcoming Amy Jo Johnson series, and I'm just like curious how all three of these not necessarily will work together, but what they're trying to do with the brand. I'm very kind of interested in that, but I'm excited to see. I'm willing to give it a chance, and like you said earlier, you know, this may not be for everyone, and that's not a bad thing necessarily.
No, it's not. I think Hasbro and Boom in particular, I have a feeling they're trying to go that route where, you know, you look at Spider-Man and Star Wars and Batman, and they have, like, you know, the gritty adult focused entertainment, then they have, like, the ones for teenagers, and then they have, like, the, you know, Spidey and His Amazing Friends, like, like, for children, which Power Rangers is for children, let's be real here. We're grown men talking about a TV show for kids, but, you know. But I think that's part of Hasbro's initiative, is they're trying to, like, branch the series out so it can be more of an all-ages series instead of just being shoehorned into, like, this is for kids only. So,
For sure. And I think having a series like this that you can package together and hand to a kid and be like, hey, you know, read this, or, you know, you want to get into this universe, here's this. I mean, like, DC has, like, a whole branch of their, like, publishing arm that is just young adult graphic novels that they put out. So, like, I am excited to see them doing this with Power Rangers. And again, it's always like broadening the fandom. Then that's not a bad thing.
No, that's an amazing thing. Like I would love to see that. Let's bring in new generations of fans. Like
exactly. Yeah, the show can't do it. Let's find another way to do it. Like for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So thinking of Free Comic Book Day, did you have any other final thoughts about the issue or?
No, I am intrigued that they have colors already assigned to them, kind of, sort of. So I'm just like,
yeah.
I'll be excited once we get to the Academy and we get more detail of how that all works. That's kind of what I'm excited about.
Yeah, the mention of the Spectrums, that reminded me of the RPG book and its lore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it really made me think of that. I was like, huh. Okay, interesting. So maybe we will get more lore based on, like, if you're a ranger of a certain color, what does it mean to be a pink ranger? What does it mean to be a green ranger? Like,
yeah.
Maybe we'll see that, so... but thinking of Free Comic Book Day, obviously that happens every year. It's a lot of fun. What was, did you get a chance to look at any other free comics or anything that caught your eye on Free Comic Book Day? Did you get any good hauls?
Because I didn't get any of our issues. So no, unfortunately,
That's true.
I wanted to check. No, it's all good. I wanted to check out, obviously Marvel Comics is the other big thing that I'm into. Cause I was looking at the, specifically the Uncanny Avengers one they had, because it's tying into the big X-Men event that is going on right now, the Fall of X. And I'm like... Yeah,
it's...
That's kind of what I'm excited... Yeah, I'm excited about that. We were only able to get one issue of each, because they were just kind of limiting how many people got of the new ones. The others I was looking at was, like, the, like, Marvel Voices one, because I do like that initiative that they have there where they bring in creators of different diverse backgrounds to write various stories. Yeah. I also was looking at one that I know you're probably going to talk about, which is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
There was a Ninja Turtles comic?
Yeah, there was the retro one.
I know, I'm just screwing.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. Okay, gosh. Anyway, what were you excited about? What did you pick up? Tell us.
So I picked up the Ninja Turtle comic, of course. It was very cute and very adorable. And did you all manage to get that one or not? Because I've been waiting to message your husband about it, because there's something in there that there's Easter eggs that he will love. That's all I'll say. But it was fun. It was a cute little comic. It actually had me tempted to, like, go pick up a couple of issues of the 8, because it's part of the 80s themed comic book they're doing now. So I'm tempted to do that. I picked up the Avengers book and I read that, and it was also really good. I read the DC book, and it's setting up an event called Nightmare. And, like, it's basically a villain that's like, it's like Nightmare on Elm Street vibes, dreams and shit like that.
Yeah,
it was actually kind of interesting. I've kind of strayed away from DC comics in my collecting over the years, but I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. I think the one that took me by surprise just for the sheer absurdity of it was Chojin X, which was like a manga Free Comic Book Day book about a Birdman. And it had, like, a backup in it that was a preview of a manga called, like, Rooster Warrior, where it's, like, a rooster, like, just a rooster that fights demons.
Huh.
And it was very absurd and very wild, and I was like, okay. And it's a Viz manga, so, like, I'm tempted now, because they put out their new Viz Netflix model, to, like, go download it and read those. Because I was like, okay, this is actually kind of, like... interesting. So yeah, and it was a good Free Comic Book Day. I feel like I am now getting back into comics again. I've been rereading Ninja Turtles, my poor wallet. It was a good day.
It was comic book store. Exactly. As always, like, the one thing we want to say is, like, support your local comic store. You know, when you can, pre-order from them, because that also helps, like, get a pull list. Kind of stuff helps them stay in business. It also helps the market itself in general. Just like, support your local comic book store where you can. And just anytime they do one of these Free Comic Book Days, go in, get the Free Comic Book Day issues, buy something in the store, because that's what they're really wanting. That's what they're really needing.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Staying on a similar path, we had another major comic issue come out last week. We did. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 5. Written by Ryan Parrott, illustrated by Dan Mora, colored by Raul Angulo, and lettered by Ed Dukeshire. The preview's description for this one is, Forbidden alliances collide as radically enhanced, mind-blowing Zord combination battle combinations battle it out. Reunited friends face Krang as a true force to be reckoned with, but will it be enough to send him back to Dimension X? Mm-hmm. This was incredible.
Yeah.
This whole series has been great, but this was like a grand slam. It was a home run.
Yeah, he
knocked it out.
Mm-hmm. Ryan killed it as expected of Ryan. He is,
yes.
We sing his praises constantly. So
yeah, both Ryan and Dan, like Dan on art, also yes. just so good. Like
yeah,
just such a treat to get him to do this, and like it's just every panel is good. I love it so much, and also just like Raul Angulo and Ed Dukeshire also just doing a great job.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say there's just like so much in this issue we can talk about. But go ahead, Kevin. What you were saying? Yeah.
No, I feel like, you know, Ryan really billed when this got revealed about 8 months ago, a year ago almost.
I feel like it was a year ago. It was around August of last year, I think, because it was during like the Power Ranger Day stuff, I think, when they revealed
it. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Because this is also, like, a long time. This is, like, back when I was living in Kentucky. Which is weird to say now. I know they build it as kind of, like, Ryan's grand finale for Power Rangers. And, he really hyped it up to be, like, this is my final gift to you, Power Rangers fans. And you can tell in the writing and everything that he's done with this issue in particular, but the series as a whole, this really was a love letter to fans of Power Rangers, but also fans of Ninja Turtles, which that captures me.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. There's so much to talk about. Where do we start?
I do kind of like, as much as Ryan was saying, this is like a final issue. The end of this.
Oh yeah. See, and that's the thing, I think, because we both kind of expected this to be this was it. Like, this was the end.
Yeah.
And then Ryan manages to put in a lovely teaser, which we can talk
multiple
about.
Multiple teasers, it feels like.
Teasers. Yeah.
But, the biggest thing I we can talk about first is, like, just the Dimension X Rangers, I guess, first and foremost.
Getting to see them in action.
Yeah, I love these designs. I know they're just, like, color-swapped versions of the Turtle Rangers, but I like them.
I mean, let's be real. Power Rangers are all color swaps. Like, change the visor a little bit, add a skirt depending on gender. Let's be real.
Yeah, they are. I do dig these a lot. I think they're really fun. The fight between them and Casey Jones is really great. I liked kind of the banter back and forth with them and Rita.
God bless her.
Yes, it's all so good. I will say, like, this is one of the scenes where I think, like, the page count came into an issue where, like, they had to wrap it up really quickly because the flip with Casey Jones happens really quickly. I didn't mind it in the issue. It's fine, but it's just, like, it is really quick. And had they had, like, maybe, like, half a page more to do with it, there's, like, more they could have done. But I liked it overall.
I agree. Yeah, no, the art and the fight scenes and the way the Rangers look on page, like, it looks amazing. And I think, too, the banter with Rita and the Turtles was also really good. And, like, and it proved Rita's one weakness every single time that she always does. She overestimates.
Yeah.
Or for underestimates, sure. I guess. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, it's really true. But the art on that was great. I loved it.
Yeah, and I love these, like, designs so much. And there's more to discuss about those when we get into the end bits. But I guess next kind of on the docket would be, like, talking about the Krang battle and just everything in that. Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that they're like, well, we need to summon the Dragon Zord to fight him. And Tommy's like, well, I can't do that. I'm a dragon right now.
Yeah. It was, and obviously that leads us into, because, like, we got the preview for this book, and I both remember us looking at the preview, and this is within the first five pages, too, is, like, we get the return of Green Ranger Shredder to fanfare-ish, it's kind of like when you see, you know, It's literally you see a villain get to be the hero, but it's also kind of like, oh shit, now they have to get that away from him. We get to see Zordon and Alpha piloting Metalhead.
Yes, which is so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, and like it's a lot. Like that issue opens up strong. And
can I just say I love the dragon turtle Zord formation when they combine. It's so good because essentially the Metalhead gets to wear the dragon Zord as like armor. Essentially is what it is.
I mean. Ryan has always said on record, if he can combine Zords and play with them, he will.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I just, like, also, you get Dan Mora drawing the Zords, and it's so good. And he does the thing he does where he does, like, the schematic views around it, which I love every time he does that kind of stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's his signature, so.
Yes.
I think that was really good. I also need to take a moment to just talk about how Shredder and Tommy get to have, like, this banter with one another, because they have to stay close due to the Shadow Morpher. And I just love the fact that, like, Shredder kind of, like, digs into Tommy, and he's like, why you ever, like, power down from this willingly, I'll never know.
I love Tommy's retort to that, though, of, like, well, everyone's got to use the bathroom at some point.
Yeah. Like... and then also to like them calling Shredder out for prolonging everything. He's like, "Let me have my fun."
Yeah, I also love the fact that whenever like Shredder first gets in the Dragon Sword, Kimberly's just like, "He's definitely gonna betray us at some point, right?" Like this is,
it's just a lot of fun. Like it pokes fun at itself, but at the same time, like it knows what it is and it's unashamed of that. So I think that's just a lot of fun, and seeing the Rangers like. Get to, you know, fully embrace their mutant forms and, like, kick butt. Like, it's just... It all comes together really, really well.
Yeah, definitely. So once they take down Krang and, like, knock him out, and, like, they put Rita and Krang into dumpsters, which I was surprised about. I was like, oh, so this is its own continuity then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been its own continuity for a while. Let's be real here.
Yeah, but this firmly is like, okay, we have deviated in its own way, which I thought was really nice. And then we get...
Yeah.
Hmm? You were saying?
Go ahead. No, you're good.
I was going to move on to the Rangers and Turtles at the juice bar.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, that was a cute scene.
Yes, which like set the internet on fire because we get to see all of the Turtles' image inducer forms in this, and they are... I love them all. They're so good. They're, like, one of my favorite things in this. I love, like, the fact that they're all just, like, it's weird that we're around people and they're not scared of us. And then Leonardo being like, I should be taller, right? I love all the details. I love the fact that Mikey is shorter in his, like, image inducer form. It's all really good. So good.
Well, and I mean, it also, like, gives them their moment of victory because, you know, that's always a common theme in the Turtles series.
Yeah.
TV series, movies, comic books, is that they always feel like the outsiders because they can't be around humans in a normal capacity. It's great.
We also just get the moment with the Rangers, too, of them hanging out and the Rangers also all being sad that they're not mutants anymore. which I love how Dan Mora draws Kimberly in that moment of just how sad she looks. Yeah. She's like, I have to walk everywhere now. This is unfair. Yeah. And I'm just like,
yeah. it's really well done. Good.
It is. And you know, screw anyone that's mad about the fact that the turtles are all black. It makes sense. It's right.
Yeah.
It is correct. Yeah. But from there, we get what I would call... So, we get three endings. The first is, of course, Rita and Krang getting put in the dumpsters. Then we get a Casey Jones being sent off by Shredder and Zordon to go back to Dimension X to return the... Air quotes, to return the Morphers, but to get the powers back into Dimension X. And he's not alone, because April is joining him as the yellow Dimension X Ranger. Which I'm just like, yes!
And at first I was like, where did that come from? That was my immediate reaction. So
I'm just like, sure, why not? Give her a morpher. I wasn't going to question it. I was like, yeah, give it to her. Let her have it. I also love the fact that she's just like, well, you know I'm going to run into danger anyway, so you might as well like let me morph.
Which is a good April moment. Like, that's... that's her in general, so.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, no, that was a really good moment. I like the design, of course, it being similar to the others, but where it's a human female suit, it's different, so.
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of Casey Jones's too, where it's got, like, the spike aspects to it as well, yeah. Which I kind of like. It just, yeah. And I mean, the fact she's yellow is perfect, because again, her jumpsuit, it all makes, it's, mwah, wonderful details.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we get the final scene of the issue, which is Shredder in the Moon Palace talking to another person who Finster, Goldar, Babu, and Squat have put him in connection with. Yep. And the final page reveal is that he's talking to Lord Zedd. Mm-hmm. Rendered in all glory by Dan Mora, who, like, that last page is so good looking, too. Like,
it is. Well, and it's also, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Shredder now having control of the Foot and Rita's army, like, Shredder just being in the Moon Palace is a terrifying, terrifying thing.
Yeah. So
the image of him sitting on the throne with the fan behind him, like, that is a very good artwork, and, like, it just, and the fact that he still has the Dragon Shadow Morpher.
Yeah. Which, like, I'm like, guys, y'all gotta stop giving these people morphers between this and Zedd in the main series being able to morph. My guys, come on now. Y'all gotta keep track of these things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's gonna be a fun, because let's be real here. It's nothing has been announced, nothing has been confirmed, but obviously Ryan felt confident enough to put a tease in for what is hopefully going to be a third crossover. And I think it's going to be a really fun, like, inverse, because in this in this part of the crossover, it was Rita and Krang. Now it's going to be Shredder and Zedd.
Yeah.
So, and of course, we all know how dangerous Lord Zedd can be. So it's kind of like, how would the two interact? What would that look like? How will Zedd eventually betray Shredder? You know?
Yeah.
I think exploring that dynamic is going to make... Because, you know, you run the risk, like, I think one thing that you always run the risk of with crossovers that repeat, like TMNT Batman, you know, TMNT Ghostbusters, like, you always have that risk. And those are also crossovers that manage to keep it a little fresh. But, like, you always run the risk of, like, running stale.
Yeah.
And so I think this dynamic will be a particular, like... change up, and it does open the door to, you know, what will we see? Like, will we see a time skip? Will we get White Ranger? Will we get White Ranger Casey Jones that everybody wants? Like, you know, there's a lot that can happen with this, and there's a lot of seeds that are now planted, because, I mean, it's its own thing. It's its own continuity. Anything can happen.
Yeah, and I'd be curious, like, where we would have the Rangers be at if a third series starts. I mean, the thing, I think you hit the nail on the head. The idea is you definitely would probably have the White Ranger there, and you do, like, you have the Dimension X powers, but those get taken out, and then Casey Jones has to use, like, a Shadow Morpher or something that makes him tap into the White Ranger power, and that's how you have him show up there. That's probably what I could imagine. Ryan, I mean, don't listen to this. If you heard that, Ryan, no, you can use that, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see.
Here's my crazy, crazy, like, wish, and I know this won't happen. I know it won't. But I say it's its own continuity. Let's just time skip, and, you know, Zedd destroys their powers, and the Rangers have to, go to, you know, the Desert of Despair, and they find the Temple of Power, and they meet Ninjor, and then we have Ninja Rangers teaming up with Ninja Turtles. Like, I'm just,
you know,
saying.
it's not the most far-fetched thing in the world. I could see them jumping to them having ninja powers very easily.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see, you know, because, like, it'd be a very easy introduction too, because then you can just be like, well, aren't there other Ranger powers? And then, yeah, but I think part of me wants to see, like, Metalhead and the Ninja Megazord standing side by side, and that would be a really... I want to see a Dan Mora Ninja Megazord. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine...
I mean, I'm just imagining them... I'm imagining them in their ninja costumes, like, with the Ninja Turtles, like, leaping over, and you do them in, like, the... mm-hmm. kind of the like samurai movie thing where it's like just the shadows of them, and like
yeah.
you know how the ninja suits have the like headbands, and then like the turtles have their yeah. headbands, like they'd be really cool seeing them all leap around. It'd be fun. You could do a lot of really cool things with that, and I think yeah. it'd be interesting and yeah. fun. So yeah, but yes, a Dan Mora drawn ninja megazord would look amazing. You are correct.
I'm not always right, but when I am, I'm yeah. particularly right.
But so boom, please give us the third version of this. We want to see whatever Ryan can cook up, and you know, let Dan be the one to draw it.
Yeah, I honestly, my dream now is like, let's finish out Ninja Turtles 3, and then let's give Ryan a Ninja Turtles ongoing set in that universe.
Yeah,
like I mean, the only reason why I say don't let Ryan take over the main IDW series right now is because at least where I'm reading it at, I'm not caught up yet. But like it, I would be interested to see what Ryan would do with that universe. But I think that giving him a fresh palette and giving him an ongoing, like, come on. I just want to see Ryan do Ninja Turtles full time.
I'm sure he'd do it happily. He does seem to love it. And from all the Easter eggs he drops in, he clearly has a love for that original show, original cartoon. So, but any other last thoughts on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 2, number 5?
You know, it's certainly a Kawa bummer that it's ended, but I'm glad it was here.
Yeah, you know, it just makes us excited for what potentially could come. And hey, also, we still got to see some Dimension X Zords, because I want to know what those look like.
You know, that's right. That's true. We don't know what it could be. So, but
with that, that'll kind of wrap up our show for today. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter while it exists at May the Power Pod. Or if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at maythepowerpod@gmail.com. If you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3 for right now. Other social media will pop up somehow, inevitably. So if you find me, follow me. Maybe I'll accept it. Who knows?
Yep.
Because my Instagram is locked, so.
But, you know, with that, as always, we like to thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys taking the time to hear us gab and chat and gush about these things we love to talk about.
Yes.
And with that, as always, may the power protect you.